Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The heat of the battle or the warmth of the fire. Peter followed him at a distance. There he sat with the guards and warmed himself at the fire. Mark 14:54. Peter, a servant at last. Unfortunately, he picked the wrong time, the wrong place, and the wrong master. Christ's call to serve involves a willingness to face persecution. But fear became Peter's master in the face of danger. He chose the guise of a servant in order to escape the hardships of being identified with Christ. Matthew Henry, one of God's committed servants, suggests where Peter went wrong. Walk with Matthew Henry, an English pastor born in 1662, best known for his devotional Bible commentary. He followed Christ, but it was far off. Fear and concern for his own safety prevailed. It looks bad and bodes worse when those who are willing to be Christ's disciples are not willing to be known as such. Here begins Peter's denial. For to follow Jesus afar off is to turn away little by little. Peter should have gone back up to the court and appeared for his master, but he went in where there was a good fire and sat with the servants, not to silence their reproaches, but to screen himself. He followed him, led more by his curiosity than by his conscience. He attended as an idle spectator, rather than as a disciple. Today's New Testament reading is Mark chapter 14, verses 43 through 72.
Just as he was speaking, Judas, one of the 12, appeared. With him was a crowd armed with swords and clubs, sent from the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders. Now the betrayer had arranged a signal with them. The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard. Going at once to Jesus, Judas said, Rabbi, and kissed him. The men seized Jesus and arrested him. Then one of those standing near drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Am I leading a rebellion, said Jesus, that you come out with swords and clubs to capture me? Every day I was with you, teaching in the temple courts, and you did not arrest me. But the scriptures must be fulfilled. Then everyone deserted him and fled. A young man wearing nothing but a linen garment was following Jesus. When they seized him, he fled naked, leaving his garment behind. They took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, the elders, and the teachers of the law came together. Peter followed him at a distance right into the courtyard of the high priest. There he sat with the guards and warmed himself at the fire. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for evidence against Jesus so that they could put him to death, but they did not find any. Many testified falsely against him, but their statements did not agree. Then some stood up and gave this false testimony against him. We heard him say, I will destroy this temple made with human hands, and in 3 days will build another not made with hands. Yet even then their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, Are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you? But Jesus remained silent and gave no answer. Again, the high priest asked him, Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One? I am, said Jesus. And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven. The high priest tore his clothes. Why do we need any more witnesses? He asked. You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think? They all condemned him as worthy of death. Then some began to spit at him. They blindfolded him, struck him with their fists, and said, Prophesy! And the guards took him and beat him. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she looked closely at him. You also were with that Nazarene Jesus, she said, but he denied it. I don't know or understand what you're talking about, he said, and went out into the entryway. When the servant girl saw him there, she said again to those standing around, "This fellow is one of them." Again he denied it. After a little while, those standing near said to Peter, "Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." He began to call down curses, and he swore to them, "I don't know this man you're talking about." Immediately the rooster crowed the second time. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me three times." And he broke down and wept.
There is something inconsistent about a servant in the shadows. A servant more concerned about his own welfare than his master's. A servant more intent on being comfortable than on being a comforter. Times of crisis should be the showcase for God's servants. After all, that's what he has uniquely equipped you to handle. But when the choice falls between the heat of the battle and the warmth of the fire, only you can decide whether you will sit with the servants or stand with the Savior.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.